Chapter 6. The First Such Mishap of the 20th Century. Bad omens abounded, and we didn't get home from Miss Mert's funeral without another one. Quite a big one. Dad owned a good buggy made by the Durant Dort Carriage Company with a collapsible leather roof. It carried only two people, though, especially if one of you was tansy, so it didn't get much use. We'd gone to the funeral in the spring wagon drawn by Siren and Stentor. Coming home, Lloyd and Dad were up on the board. Clinging to the sides, Tansy and Aunt Maud stood in the wagon bed with me and J.W. He naturally went, too. You couldn't leave home without him. The roads were graveled and pretty good between the church and our place, and it was getting past the heat of the day. We were coming up to the crossing of Quagmire Road and the Hogscald Road, where there's a high screen of hedge apple. I, for one, heard something like summer thunder. Stentor and Siren were just about to make the turn onto Hogscald Road when there came a terrible banshee scream. Both horses reared and liked to fall back on Lloyd and Dad. Polished metal flashed. I thought of the all-steel case agitator. Then we had one rear wheel down in the ditch, and the wagon hung at a steep angle. There were oats in my mouth as I slid down the bed. J.W. skidded and scrabbled beside me. Dad seemed to be on the board still, clinging to the reins. Lloyd did a backflip and lit on Tansy. The two of them, loosely bunched, slid down too. Above us, Dad fought to keep the horses from breaking out and bolting. I hit the backboard with a thump, and J.W. was all over me.